More than 30,000 UAW auto workers in the Midwest could be out on strike tomorrow. Members of the United Auto Workers Union set a midnight deadline tonight to hammer out an agreement in their contract dispute with Fiat Chrysler. A strike would be the first targeting a Detroit automaker in 8 years, and this dispute is being seen as an indication of how far the auto recovery has come. Let's understand with CNN's Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. And Maggie, first, you know, last week these union members rejected a contract that was drawn up by the leadership with Fiat Chrysler. So some analysts are saying that this strike threat is just to appease those union members while leaders try to carve out a new contract. Do you think it's real, the strike threat?
I think the strike threat is real. I think that they are trying to appease workers that were frankly more concerned about some of these issues than I think their leadership really understood, because there were wage increases mm-hmm. baked into this, and they were pretty good looking. The problem for the workers is they really care about two things. One is this two-tiered workforce. Those who are on the payrolls before the financial crisis are grandfathered in at higher pay rates than entry-level workers. Union workers really want to see that number capped and have the ability to move some of these members up to that higher level. And there's also an issue which is sort of coming to the surface now about work schedules, something known as an alternative work schedule, where employees work 4 10-hour shifts and they can be asked to change from late to early only within a few days. This essentially lets the companies run their assembly lines 20 hours a day without incurring overtime costs. Now, both the two-tier and the schedules were put into place back in 2009 when the industry was really on the brink and they were seen as a way to keep jobs here in the U.S. Now that these companies are thriving, their employers are saying, wait a minute, this is too difficult. It's not fair, especially the schedule is really hard on family life balance. You know, let's bring it up to par. We stuck with you in the good times. You need to do something for us now on these issues.
Okay, so it's some of those issues that they are angry about. This union represents more than 30,000 workers at 23 Fiat Chrysler factories in the Midwest. What might be the impact of a strike?
You know, it depends on what kind of strike it is. They could choose a targeted strike, which is what a lot of people are feeling like we might see if it gets to that, which will only affect certain key plants. And they could even last for, you know, a day or a few hours. If it's a nationwide strike, you're talking about much more significant implications. But you know what's interesting, Robin? Almost half of the Fiat Chrysler employees were hired after 2007. These are workers that have never experienced a strike before. And let's remember, it's costly for the company, but it also hurts the workers and the union, too. So I think that's why negotiators are going to stay at the table and really hope that they can find some compromise right down to the wire tonight.
And what do you mean when you say, you and others say, that this whole battle is being seen as an indication of how far the auto recovery has come?
Well, that's it. So the workers see this. They see the thriving sales and the profits, the fact these companies are back on their feet and say, listen, we got past a tough time. We were there for you. We want to share in these good times now. The auto companies have a very different view, and they say, listen, in order to stay competitive in this environment now, we have to have costs rationalized. And it's not just competitors in the auto industry like the Japanese who are not unionized who operate here, but also technology companies. There's rumors Apple may get in the game, Google may get in the game. They want all of their money to go to R&D. They don't want to have to go back to that really heavy, you know, cost associated with the old union contract. So very different view here coming from the workers and management.
Right, and the workers saying, hey, things are looking up. We want a piece
That's
of that
right.
pie, right? CNN's Maggie Lake, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.
And of course, we'll keep an eye. Deadline tonight, UAW has set for a strike.